topic, the next one would be Goober the Vulture. Okay, I trapped this vulture in a trap, and his leg wasn't, just a little small number one trap, so his leg never got busted. Usually a bird, a pretty good sized trap, will snap a leg in two and the bird just fly off. Or it'll snap and break the bones. But this, it was damaged. I wrapped it up, put some medicated salve and stuff on it, like you do for, it's a salve you use on cattle and horses for burns and scrapes and cuts.
What's the name of it?
It's some kind of antibiotic. Balsam, B-A-L-S-A-M, Balsam, Balsam. Balm something. But it's an antibiotic for horses, but it's external. It's not like a shot antibiotic. And,
Bag bomb,
something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Bag bomb
is a stuff we used to use for amputees, but it's for cows with sore udders.
Yeah, okay, same thing. And doctor him up. I fed him and everything. Now, a vulture's defense is he pukes on you. He'll puke and it's stinkier than heck because he eats nothing but dead animals. And I called him Goober, and I want to get rid of old Goober now.
How'd you get him? Did you?
I trapped him. I just said that.
Yeah, okay.
And on Connie's place.
How did you keep him?
I trapped him. Keep him in a cage. I had on Connie's place. He wasn't in a cage at first because there's no made out of logs woodshed. I had chickens in it for a while. And I got rid of my chickens. And I kept him in it, and I put some little small limbs along there where he'd sit on them limbs after his foot got better. I had him out in there. And so what I did, there's a red, like a red, orange fluorescent gloves. You wear them down the chicken plant when you work with that ice. And it's got a little bit of insulation, not much inside, and they come almost all the way up to your elbow. And you work when you're in the ice house down the chicken plant, you knock the ice down into the auger, which goes in the ice pack of chickens. And that's where I got them, I worked the chicken plant. So what I did, I got me some little round, teeny medicine bottle about half an inch around, about 2 inches tall or something. You know how a medicine bottle is. It's about the size, a little smaller than Nettles pepper bottle.
Okay.
And I got the long finger right in the middle out of the glove. And I cut that finger out with a strip down here to the bottom of your wrist on both sides. So I had the whole finger and the two little strips on both sides.
Okay.
And I cut that out with a pair of scissors out of this glove. Okay, and I put a little note in there. And I put, Dear Dean, my name is Goober. And I've been sent from down from heaven above. And I'm sent for you to love. If you take care of me for just a short while, my Father which is in heaven will take care of you for a long while. And I put that note, something like that, in there. In this capsule, and I stuck it down and wiggled it all the way down, stretch the rubber over into the finger of this glove. Then I put the two bands around the foot, the capsule, and I had it so it wouldn't be hanging on the ground when old Goober walked. Okay, I clipped Goober's wings. Not too many people know about how you clip them wings. Remember that on Johnny Carson the other night,
yeah,
talking about clipping wings? Because you can't tell unless you open the wings.
You clip that underneath wing, yeah.
Yeah, the little feathers right up here. So what I did is I parked my Billy Joe Gideon's right by Dean's, and I knew when Don Davenport, the mailman, come, and Dean's mailbox ain't in the highway, it's on the road from my place going up there. So I parked by Billy Joe Gideon's, and I took Goober up there, and I'm in the woods right by the side by this field. Nobody can see my pickup. So I got old Goober, and I got my shirt with the sleeves tied around his wings, so I ain't got to keep holding him there tight by me, you know, because he'd be shitting or puking. And so he won't get his wings going. So I seen Don Davenport come with the mail, so I put old Goober right out in the gravel road. All he's doing is walking around, and it's just a little way from Dean's mailbox. And Dean, when he comes out to his mailbox, he looks all the way up the road all the time. You have to see how it is there. Dean's seen old Goober, see? So he's watching him, he's just standing by the mailbox, and I'm watching the brush, watching Goober. Well, see that fluorescent orange, Dean's noticing something on that Goober, so he keeps watching him, see? And so he's walking around, so Dean starts sneaking up on him. Well, Goober just starts walking around, and he knows he can't fly now because I've had him so long as his wings clipped, you know. And So Dean's getting closer and closer. So Dean's there trying to hurdle Goober with his feet like you do them ducks, you know, trying to hurdle. But he kind of goes zigzag. So Dean walks down there, sees he can't fly, and all Dean wants to know is what's that on his foot, see? But he's got to catch the bird, but he can't get him down there. So I'm going farther and farther down by Dean's store where the Goober is. I watch him sneaking around through the weeds. I don't want Dean to see me. So, and Billy Joe Gideon lives at Billy Joe Gideon owns the place. His name is Gideon. Bob Gideon, that's Dean's ex-son-in-law. He lives in Billy Joe Gideon's house now, so I don't watch him. He don't see him either. Him and Shirley. Shirley is Dean's daughter. And Shirley Smith. Okay, so Dean comes down there, gets a cage, a box, or the cage box, puts over him, and slides something underneath it, and takes Goober there. Well, okay, he takes this capsule off of him. He's telling everybody, he shows him this note and everything, and he won't sell that. I go up there, he don't know it, and I say, what do you want for that vulture, Dean? He won't. He said, if I take good care of that vulture, God's gonna take care of me. It's, I got the note right here, you know? And it was on the bird, you know? And he acts like it just flew down here, God sent him to him and all this. Of course, I was one bit religious then, you know? I'm making fun of everybody. I'm telling old Bill Hunt, you know, the old man with the big sign, I'm making fun of it about God this, sent him a vulture, you know? Just like God sent you a vulture, you know?
All Dean's all religious?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dean. He believes in God and everything, but he don't go to church. But Ann goes to church every Sunday, goes to all prayer meetings, all his life. His wife.
Okay.
And but Dean is scared with what God will do to him if he don't. He thinks if he sells that to me, God will punish him, you see what I mean? And that's just like when a store burned down, he blamed it on Goober and a few other things that he did in his life to reach the store. I said, shit, Dean, you know the Carlson boys come back from all you did to him and want to burn your damn store not back. I said, ain't God. You can blame God for this, God
for
that.
He mentioned Goober when the store burned down?
Oh, Goober and several other things he did. Because Dean was be a backstabber. See, Dean will shaft you in a minute.
Yeah.
And
well,
see,
what's the end of the story of Goober? What did Dean do with him?
Dean let Goober loose. He's walking around there. And Goober went down where I told you that little hill is before you get to the store. Goober was out on the highway eating a dead rabbit that was out there. Dean was going to get him pull off the highway that Goober eat him, and Goober was out there, and he couldn't fly up like a regular vulture. When a car comes in, just fly up and be right over your car. As soon as you go, they'll hover around and come back down. Goober couldn't fly in a car before smashed over Goober. That's how Goober died. But boy, we had everybody making fun of Dean, but Dean was serious about that.
But Dean, has Dean ever found out that you're the one that gave
him? Oh, yeah, I finally told him.
What did he say?
Well, I wish I wouldn't have told him because he was really, you know. You know, because I was so serious about it. I tried to buy the vulture off him several times, but he wouldn't sell it. Everybody used to kid him about that.